Now for our story. Sergeant Bill Meade walked along the road back towards Wakefield, unmindful of the driving rain. It had all happened tonight just as he had feared. And how could he have ever expected it to be otherwise? How could he have expected Peggy Douglas to understand when he had no explanation to offer? There was one, of course. If only he could have told her that Kit was going to have a baby, that that was the reason she was going out west. But he had promised his wife, and in spite of everything, he felt he owed it to Kit to keep that promise. If only he could have told Peggy that everything would work out for them eventually, that he had told Kit how he felt, that she had agreed to discuss the possibility of a divorce after the child was born, when she returned to Wakefield. But he couldn't tell Peggy part without telling her all, and Kit had made no definite commitment, so nothing was settled. Nothing was definite, except the fact that he and Aunt Mary's niece were a lost cause. He was caught. He'd been a fool to think he could retrieve anything from the past. He had only succeeded in hurting Peggy and destroying the last vestiges of her belief in him as a person. The lights of the approaching car had picked his figure out of the darkness. Bill stepped over to one side of the road. As it came even with him, the car slowed down, stopped.
Peggy.
Come on, get in.
Say, this is swell.
I was afraid you would already have gotten a ride by now.
No, there's not much traffic along here this time of night.
I think there's a blanket in the back there.
Oh, thanks, but I'm okay. Oh, what are you doing going into town?
I came after you.
Well, that was sure nice of you, Peggy.
Oh, I'm not doing this, Bill, just to get you out of the storm. Are you in a great hurry to get home? I mean, will Kit be worried?
Well, she wasn't expecting me at any particular time.
Oh, good. Then I'll pull over here and park because I have to talk to you, Bill.
Okay.
Bill, I can't stand to have things left hanging in the air like this. I've got to get it settled.
I thought it was settled for you. You told me you were through.
Yes, I know. Bill, did you mean the things you told me earlier? You really can't give me any explanation as to why things have turned out this way?
I wish I could, Peggy, but I'm afraid there's not much I can add to what I've already said. Is that why you came after me? To give me another chance to explain?
Oh, no. Though I do wish you could tell me why you can't explain.
Yeah, I wish I could, too.
But I'm sorry I said some of the things I did.
Oh, I don't blame you. Now, I was thinking about it walking along back there. What a prize fool I am. Thinking how I've imposed on you.
Imposed?
You know what I mean. After I found that letter you wrote me, the one Kit confiscated, I really hadn't any right to come rushing out to you.
Why not?
I don't know. Of course, I had every right. It's you I've always loved. I had to let you know that, Peggy. I had to tell you I wanted to get a divorce from Kit.
Oh, what was wrong with that?
There wouldn't have been anything wrong, only... Well, I should have waited. I was too hasty again. And I can't tell you why. Oh, I know how that looks to you. It looks as if I've changed my mind again.
It did look that way to me, Bill, but not anymore.
Do you mean that?
Yes. And, well, maybe this is a great mistake, my coming after you tonight. I don't know, but... Well, it's something I have to do. I can't help it. After you left, Bill, I talked to Aunt Mary.
Did you tell her?
Yes, I told her everything.
I suppose she thinks I'm a first-class heel.
No. No, in a way, it's because of Aunt Mary that I'm here. Though she doesn't know it. She believes in you, Bill. She believes that you're honest.
I'm trying to be.
She believes there's a reason for all this.
There is.
And you can't tell me?
No. No, I can't tell you. It's something I can't help. Peggy, it hasn't anything to do with the way I feel.
Well, can you tell me this? Do you still feel the same way about me?
Yes, I do. Peggy, it's just that I can't talk to you about Kit or the divorce, or I can't make any plans with you. I know that doesn't make sense.
Frankly, it doesn't. It's pretty hard to take. But if that's the way you say it has to be, I accept it.
Peggy.
You see, after you left, I made a good many statements. I was going to forget you and, you know, that sort of thing. It sounded very fine. It made sense until I was alone in my room. Then I decided that, well...
What did you decide, Peggy?
Well, you see, I have to accept your proposition, Bill. I have to trust you. Try and understand, to wait, whether I like it or not, because I love you.
Peggy. Peggy, that's the first time you've said that since before you left Wakefield.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Why wouldn't you admit it the other day when I asked you?
Simply because I didn't think I should. I didn't think it should have any bearing on your problem with Kit. Would it have made any difference if you had known then?
No. It wouldn't have made any difference.
That's all I need to know then. You asked me to trust you, Bill. Have faith in you. Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Quite sure. Isn't that what you want?
Oh, of course it's what I want.
Now, once before, Bill, I didn't have faith in someone. As you may well remember.
You mean about Lefty?
Yes. I learned my lesson then. So if there are a lot of things you can't tell me, well, I'll try to be patient.
And in the meantime, we can see each other?
Well, is there any reason why we shouldn't?
Oh, you don't know what it'll mean to me to be able to see you and talk to you. Most women would say they wouldn't see me till I got everything in the past all cleared up and out of the way.
I know, but I can't do that.
Peggy, this is what I've needed. If I could tell you everything, you'd understand how much this means to me.
Well, it's not very much to do when you think of all that's in store for us eventually.
You know, I think you've grown up. It seems so amazing to me.
Well, I don't know what's amazing about it. I've just suddenly decided I'm tired of not living, Bill. I've decided not to be bothered about anything. Decided to face the fact that I love you, and I might as well admit it to myself and you. So, whatever all this other is in your life that you can't tell me. Well, we'll live through it some way. So, I'll wait.
Peggy, Peggy, darling.
No. No, don't.
I won't.
You won't disappoint me, will you, Bill?
You can believe that I want all the things you do. And with all my heart. But I have to tell you this.
What?
I can't make you any promises about the future, Peggy.
Bill's words made Peggy falter. There was an implication that if he made a promise, It might be broken. You're right to have faith in Bill, Peggy. It's justified. But with your youth and inexperience, you may be carrying it a little too far. Yes, I'm afraid you may well have reason to regret the agreement you've made tonight. Your decision to keep on seeing Bill while he's still married to Kit.